So today we're very fortunate to have Her Grace Savitri Mataji on call. Mataji, you can now take over. Thank you so much for giving your association. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Priti Vilasini. Thank you, all the devotees, for joining us. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to all the exalted Vaishnavas. We are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 20. And we are going to start from the text number 140. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militangyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Runatham Itam Tam Sajivam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deena Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushubhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mancha kalpataru vyascha kripa sindhu vya eva cha patitanam pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo namo namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Chapter 20. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatan Goswami in the science of the absolute truth. Starting from the text number 140, Dhano paile joiche shukho bhogo phalo payo, shukho bhogo hoite dukho aponi palayo. When one actually becomes rich, he naturally enjoys all kinds of happiness. When one is actually in a happy mood or distressful, all distressful conditions go away by themselves. No extraneous endeavor is needed. So we are hearing directly from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is saying a story to make us understand what is the real valuable opulence, valuable riches in our life. In this story, in this section, we are hearing a story that one Sarvajna astrologer came to a very poor man's house, and he is giving the very confidential instruction. By following that instruction, the poor man would become very rich. And thus, all his distressful conditions will go away, would go away. That assurance is being given by the astrologer. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also enlightening us about the real riches in our life. So in this present, in the previous verse of this present verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the conclusion is that devotional service is the only means for approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This system is therefore called Abhidheya. This is the verdict of all revealed scriptures. So he is comparing this Abhidheya with the riches. And when we achieve that avidheya, that must be considered as our greatest asset, opulence, greatest wealth. धन प्रेम धन भक्ति धन तपो धन कृष्ण धन ऑल आर कंसिडर्ड एज धन आवर कृष्ण भक्ति इज एक्चुअली धन बाय विच वी कैन अप्रोच लॉर्ड एंड कैन विन द हार्ट ऑफ लॉर्ड एंड दस बिकम एलिजिबल फॉर गोइंग बैक टू द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड सो दिस इज रियली अ धन Because in this world, we have so many sadhanas, so many opulences, and so many facilities, so many positions. But those things are useless in the matter of achieving the supreme absolute truth, attaining the supreme, which is the name of the eighth chapter in Bhagavad Gita, attaining the supreme. This is the highest goal of human life. Now let's really discuss a little bit about why human life is so valuable, why this point is given so much importance, that spiritual advancement is the goal of human life. Because if we analyze the human life and less than human life, all other living beings' life, we understand the human has very advanced consciousness, very advanced intelligence, so much energy, so much ability to understand. And humans also have the ability to achieve so many wonderful things, very special abilities are there in human beings. The animals don't have that special abilities, and animals only can achieve four things: ahar, nidra, bhay, maithun, and ultimately they die. They cannot do or cannot achieve beyond these things. But if human with so much advanced consciousness, intelligence and ability, understanding power, reasoning power, if we pursue the same four things, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, and ultimately we just die, that means complete wastage of human energy, human life. That's why these special qualities, abilities, opulence, what we are given, we must utilize for ultimate thing, understanding God, understanding our relationship, and at the end, understanding the science of absolute truth. Without understanding the science of absolute truth, we cannot attain the absolute truth. So human life is totally, only, completely meant for that purpose. We should not utilize our whole energy, whole intelligence, ability for only achieving eating, sleeping, mating and defending, and ultimately what we attain here? Death. If we analyze this in this world, what do we get ultimately? Nothing. Repeated birth and death. Nothing else. So we have to be convinced about this point. That's why our scriptures and Supreme Lord are trying to convince us about the importance of human life. As soon as we realize this point, we focus our mind onto the spiritual process. Completely we dedicate ourselves to achieve. Yeah, here is the perfection of human life, perfection of our existence. So in this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enlightening us. We are all very, very wretched and poor living beings if we do not have the ultimate riches, ultimate dhana, opulence, wealth, that is, devotional service, avidheya, And this understanding is required. Otherwise, we would not be that enthusiastic about pursuing spiritual life. Again, this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking, when one actually becomes rich, he naturally enjoys all kinds of happiness. So through the avideya, we naturally enjoy all kinds of happiness, spiritual happiness. And we transcend all the miseries associated within this material existence. We transcend. Because of our karma, we are suffering. So we must transcend the karmic reactions or karma bandhana. How? By giving ourselves totally into the process of avideya. When one is actually in a happy mood, because of the comparison is beautiful. Because of the of our engagement into the avideya process, we experience happiness. And when we are really in a happy mood, all the distressful conditions go away by themselves. Means we transcend. Those things will not affect us. It is there, but still would not affect us. We are able to aloof, keep ourselves very aloof from material happiness and distress. Because very higher happiness is now available through the avideya. If we compare the material happiness with the spiritual happiness, we see material happiness is not at all happiness. It's very, very insignificant. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no extraneous endeavor is needed. Yes, this point also we must understand. We must be very convinced about it. Generally, when there is a problem, there is difficulties, we become very much absorbed in the thoughts of that problem and difficulties. And our Krishna consciousness becomes very slackened. We say, my mind is so disturbed. I cannot chant properly. I cannot perform bhakti nicely. So we try to remove those difficulties with so many material processes. So we should be very convinced about it. Spiritual progress, spiritual understanding can mitigate the material distresses. We don't have to take care of everything separately. Yes, whatever duties we have to do, we must do that part. But we should not be totally absorbed, submerged with the problem that we cannot function properly. Mind becomes so much disturbed, agitated, that we cannot function on the level of Atma. That is the point. We must take care of other things as much as needed, dutifully. And rest of the time, always remain absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Of course, during any activities in this world also, we must have that consciousness. I'm Krishna's and everything is I'm doing for Krishna's pleasure. I do not have any other purpose of my existence. See that those things are also within the realm of bhakti, or we can transform everything into bhakti by understanding these things are happening for the purification of myself, nothing else. Everything has a purpose. So this way we can remain very absorbed in avideya process. or Krishna consciousness process, avidya, which is the real wealth in our life. Now, going to the next verse, 141. Toiche bhakti phale Krishna. Toiche bhakti phale Krishna premo upajayo. Preme Krishna ashvado. Hoile bhavanasho payo. Similarly, as a result of bhakti, one's dormant love for Krishna awakens. When one is so situated that he can taste the association of Lord Krishna, material existence, the reputation of birth and death comes to an end. Very systematically, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enlightening us. We must have full faith in the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. Whatever instructions we get from Gita, that is more elaborately explained in Srimad Bhagavatam with proof, evidence, and also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, so we can understand very properly. We should not make any mistakes by deviating our mind from the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We must live by this instruction. We must take these instructions as our life and soul. These instructions are coming down to us through the disciplic succession, through the six Goswamis. See, Sanatan Goswami is the recipient of this instruction. Just like Arjuna played the role of the receiving the knowledge, transcendental knowledge, Yoga Shastra, from Krishna for us. They're playing the role of becoming an instrument of Lord's compassion, of Lord's love for us, and spreading the compassion and love to all over the world. They're trying to establish the desires of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale. So Srila Prabhupada also did the same thing. He tried to establish Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire in this world. Now we are also understanding what is his desire, his instructions. So very systematically he is enlightening us. So due to the result of performing avidheya, which is bhakti, means the love for Krishna awakens, and we get the association of Krishna. Krishna, Premi Krishna Ashvado. Love of Krishna means our love for Krishna and Krishna's love for us. We realize simultaneously. As soon as we start loving Krishna, we realize His infinite love for us. Devotees are also very wonderful Vaishnavas. As soon as a pure Vaishnava realizes this point, that Krishna loves him infinitely, he also realizes Krishna loves all the living beings infinitely. So he tries to convince about that truth to everyone. It's never one-sided. It's always both-sided. Krishna Ashvadana. Premi Krishna Ashvadana. When we have love for Krishna, then we taste the association of Lord Krishna. So avidya part, we should not neglect a bit. What are the avidya parts? I mean, items, chanting, reading the scriptures, hearing Sri Krishna's pastimes, meditating on Krishna in Vrindavan, glorifying Lord, all the items, Navada Bhakti, must be executed by us with full submission and attention. That is our asset. Abhideya is our asset. Dhan. And that becomes prema dhana. More valuable riches. More valuable wealth. Achieving the association of Lord Krishna is the most valuable asset. And as soon as we achieve that, material existence, the repetition of birth and death comes to an end, vanishes. Means we transcend the material realm. This process, avidya process, is so powerful. We must have full confidence in the process of avidya, bhakti. There's nothing to get outside of bhakti. There's nothing to achieve outside of our Krishna consciousness. This is our ultimate asset. In one lecture, actually, Srila Prabhupada was explaining very wonderfully. As we know, the six Goswamis in Vrindavan, they were practicing bhakti so purely by giving up all the material assets. Tattva tunam ashesha mandalapati. They were very rich, very, very opulent in their lives. But they gave up very easily. They were in renounced order of life. Means they didn't have any material possessions. But what they had, that very easily they could give up everything. Material possessions, material consciousness, material association, anything related to material. They gave up very easily. They must have very much valuable assets in their possessions. Again, in Bhagavad Gita, Param Drishtva Nivartate. If you do not have something higher to achieve, how can you give up the lower things? Lower identity, lower consciousness, material attachment, etc., etc. So Srila Prabhupada was saying in the lecture, what was their highest wealth? By possessing that wealth, they gave up all material wealth. They were not poor. They were very, very rich. He said that very wonderful point. He said that Gopi Bhava Rasamritabdhi Lahari Kallalo Magno Muhur. They have that asset. What asset? That although they were treating themselves as mendicants, but they are always merged in the ecstatic ocean of the gopis' love for Krishna and bathe always and repeatedly in the waves of that ocean. Although in this in the material world, they only accepted loincloths, nothing else. But they had all the highest wealth. That Gopi Bhava means Gopi's love for Krishna. And they would always discuss about it. They would always submerge themselves into that Bhava. That means they would live in that Bhava, adopted that Bhava, cultivated that Bhava, awakened that Bhava in the soul. Their total submission to Krishna. Unreserved, unconditional submission to Krishna. So that is the bhakti, that is the love And that is our highest wealth. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also enlightening us about that. And he is comparing that wealth with that, you know, that poor man is about to get the wealth from his father. Like that. So the thing is that similarly, that is the point, similarly, as a result of bhakti, one's dormant love for Krishna awakens. So we should not doubt about it. We should not lose our patience. We should have patience, faith, enthusiasm, everything in this process. Ultimately, it will happen. If I give 100% into the process, definitely result will happen. So this is the point. And by this, the repetition of birth and death means material existence will come to end, will be destroyed. Then what is the real requirement here? Having full trust, faith, shraddha, appreciation. We must appreciate, glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for giving us this highest point, highest knowledge, Ado Shraddha. We must appreciate all the items that we are practicing within Krishna consciousness. Appreciation means understanding the value and appreciate and implement in our life. This story is not just for reading and then forgetting. It is not. It is as good as Bhagavad Gita, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking, must appreciate. It's not just an ordinary it's not just an ordinary story. Okay, I heard this story. Yes, actually many times we have heard this story from different Maharajas in our Sunday classes or in our Srimad Bhagavatam classes. So this is really very valuable instruction. It possesses very dear, it carries very valuable instruction. Now, next verse, 142. Daridryo nasho bhavo khayo premero falonayo premo shukho bhogo mukho prayojano hayo. The goal of love of Godhead is not to become materially rich or free from material bondage. The real goal is to be situated in devotional service to the Lord and to enjoy transcendental bliss. Very, very important point we are going to understand now. The results of devotional service are certainly not material benefits or liberation from material bondage. The goal of devotional service is to be eternally situated in the loving service of the Lord and to enjoy spiritual bliss from that service. One is said to be in a poverty-stricken condition when one forgets the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One has to end such a life of poverty in order to automatically end the miserable conditions of material existence. One is automatically liberated from material enjoyment when one tastes the service of Krishna. One does not have to endeavor separately for opulence. Opulence automatically comes to the pure devotee, even though he does not desire material happiness. So Srila Prabhupada also said very wonderful point here. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking, what is the goal of love of Godhead? It is never to become materially rich. That's why Vaishnavas are not generally very rich. Because Krishna also doesn't make the Vaishnavas very rich. Yes, not materially rich, but spiritually very, very rich. Proof is Srila Prabhupada. We always hear, when Srila Prabhupada came to America, he had only 40 rupees. It is, for now, it is not even $1. $1. Mm-hmm. Anyway, materially he was really very poor. Poverty stricken, you may say. But not. He was very rich, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Spiritually rich, and spiritual riches are much more valuable than material riches. Because that is eternal riches, eternal. We are all children of God, children of Krishna in one sense. Actually, this is our reality. Aham Bijaprada Pita. One sense I said that we generally hear we are servants only. But also we are his children. So I should not say one sense. We are also the children of Krishna. We do not identify ourselves in that way. But this is the reality. Means we have full right in the wealth of our father, Krishna. So by engaging ourselves in avidya process, we attain that richness, so that riches, love of Godhead. So it is never to become materially rich. Whether material opulence is there or not, it doesn't matter. Because we have now higher wealth, most valuable wealth already. So that kind of understanding must be there in the hearts. That's why Vaishnavas are so peaceful by achieving much more higher valuable things in his position. Very peaceful. Generally the poor people are not peaceful. The poverty stricken people are always worried, distressed, under pressure, always struggling for existence. There's a really real struggle in their lives. But Vaishnavas are very calm and quiet. Whether they can have food to eat or not, whatever Krishna provides, and Krishna knows, I'm hungry, so Krishna will definitely provide some food for me, because I'm also his child. Unless we understand the absolute truth, we'll be always disturbed. Because here, situations are always changing. And situations can be very favorable, unfavorable, comfortable, uncomfortable. So many different situations we go through in this world. Somebody is very rich today, tomorrow he may not remain rich. He may lose all his money, become a poor man. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking, that is not our goal. Be convinced about it. Materially rich and free from material bondage. That is not goal, but these things the pure devotee acquires that automatically because Krishna gives. Whatever is needed, Krishna supplies. The real goal is to become situated in devotional service to the Lord and to enjoy a transcendental place. Srila Prabhupada many, many times mentioned this. By being situated in the devotional service, we are automatically are situated on the platform of liberation, because there will be no material bondage. Ultimately, it will be gone by the mercy of Sri Krishna. So we must have that conviction that I must be situated 100% in bhakti only, in bhakti consciousness, Krishna consciousness. This is our real asset. that will solve all the problems of this world, and that will make us qualified for going back home, back to Godhead. So the real point is how to acquire qualification. We have to make ourselves qualified. Then everything is available. The real goal is to be situated in devotional service. That is the point. By doing that, what we get ultimately? That we enjoy transcendental bliss, and that is the goal of life. We are always searching for ananda. We are always searching for happiness, and that is available. So, unless we come to the liberated stage by being situated in the devotional service 100%, we would not be able to enjoy or taste the rasa, the divine rasa, divya rasa, transcendental rasa. Many times people say, devotees say, I don't get any taste in chanting, so I give up. I cannot complete 16 rounds. It's like a struggle. Yes, the taste would not come in the beginning. Why? Because I'm not totally situated in the devotional service. My consciousness is not aligned. Consciousness is not in total harmony with the process. That I'm not convinced yet. This is the only thing I have to do. I'm not totally concentrating my mind into this process. So it takes time, but this is the goal. So as soon as possible, come to this platform. Platform of rendering devotional service 100%. Having full faith in the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it cannot go wrong. If we understand the points what we are reading today, definitely in this lifetime we'll achieve our success. So, by keeping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our hearts, by keeping his instructions in our hearts and perform devotional service, definitely the result will be there. So, Srila Prabhupada also making the same point, results of devotional service are certainly not material benefits or liberation from material bondage, but these things happen. Although we do not keep these things as our goal, but these things happen by the mercy of Krishna. The goal of devotional service is to be eternally situated, eternally, eternally. So our eternal life begins when we give ourselves 100% into the process. We have to put ourselves into the process. So our eternal life begins right now in the loving service of the Lord and enjoy spiritual bliss from that service. As we taste more and more spiritual bliss, we put ourselves more, we become more enthusiastic, we take up more and more responsibilities, we take up more and more services. It's like a hungry man wants to taste the nectar more and more, I'm still feeling hungry. This is very very contradictory point. The more you give yourself into loving service of Lord, then you fulfill, oh, I'm not giving myself yet, let me give more, and you taste more, and you will feel more hungry, and you give me more. It's like that. Unsatiable. Love is unsatiable. You can say, oh, enough. I have loved Krishna enough. Now stop it. No. It is ever increasing. Anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam purnamrita aswadhanam. The same point in the Sikshashtakam. This ananda, this transcendental bliss by nature is ever increasing. Every moment, in every step. And the devotees, they aswadhanam, they taste they relish Purnamrita, complete nectar. Asvadanam, they taste progressively, ever increasingly. In the material world, this kind of experience is not there. But this spiritual bliss is very different. Anandam buddhi vardhanam, the ocean of ananda, is increasing every step. Pratipadam. So that is the point. So Srila Prabhupada says, one is said to be in a poverty-stricken condition when one forgets the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is our root cause. Krishna bhulijib. Okay, I have forgotten Krishna. Then what happens? Bhogo bancha kare. These two things happen simultaneously. As soon as we forget Krishna, we forget ourselves, and immediately what we desire? Bhogo bancha. That is hankering for material enjoyment. And as soon as these things happen, then Maya Devi immediately takes action. Nikatastu Mayatare Japutiya Dhare captures us and then throws us into this material existence and then covers our self-knowledge. We have initiated this process. That's why we have ended up over here. It's not that Krishna chose us to send here and to suffer here. Like criminals go to jail. Ultimately, they themselves are responsible. So this is the point. We must take the ownership of our wrongdoing and rectify. That's the point. So this poverty-stricken condition, that means material suffering, started when you forgot Supreme Lord. One has to end such a life of poverty. Now Srila Prabhupada is encouraging us. We shouldn't remain in this situation. In order to automatically end the miserable conditions of material existence, one is automatically, again and again he is saying automatically, means it happens naturally, liberated from material enjoyment. When one tastes the service of Krishna, one does not have to endeavor separately for opulence. Opulence automatically comes to the pure devotee, even though he does not desire material happiness. When Krishna is satisfied, when Krishna is happy with our avideya, devotional service, then all the demigods and the material energy and the spiritual energy, everyone becomes so favorable towards that devotee. Again, the evidence is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada established so many temples and other things he did. How? Everybody supplied, all the demigods, material energy, spiritual energy, Krishna, everyone. Everyone became favorable and helped. How? Because Paramatma inside them inspired them to help Srila Prabhupada to achieve this most wonderful thing. So going to the next. Vedo Shastre kahe sambandho avideyo prayojano Krishna, Krishna bhakti premo tino mahadhano. Again, Mahadhana, supreme treasure. In the Vedic literatures, Krishna is the central point of attraction, sambandha, and his service is our activity, avideya. To attain the platform of love of Krishna is life's ultimate goal, prayojana. Therefore, Krishna, Krishna's service, and love of Krishna are the three great riches of life, great assets in our lives. So the more we give value to the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more will be very strong spiritually. And will be more enthusiastic to accept the truth and will live by that truth. This is not just ordinary things that we are hearing from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he is saying, what is that? That I told the story. He said, these three things I wanted to explain. Sambandha, Videya, Prayojana. And in the Vedic literature, these three things are being given. In Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitanam, Charitamrita, three things are being discussed. What is Sambandha point? Point of attraction or relationship. We all have relationship with Krishna. Everyone, all the living beings and material energy, material elements, everything has a relation with Krishna. Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita. Bhumir, apo, analo, vayu, khaṁ, mana, buddhi, reva. Everything, his mind, nature is my nature. Prakriti me ashtadha bhinna. Bhinna prakriti me ashtadha. They are my nature. So relationship is there. And then living entities. Mamai vamsha jivaloke. Higher prakriti. Para prakriti. Nature means also power. These are Krishna's power. Opulence. Daivab, influences, property. We are all Krishna's properties. Prakriti, daivab, opulence, all are same. Means we have to understand each and every element of this world has connection with Krishna. All the living beings have connection with Krishna. And Krishna is the central point of attraction. Because everything is coming from Krishna. Naturally we are attracted to the source. But we do not understand. We are attracted to Krishna's different opulences. Like wealth, beauty, power, knowledge, intelligence, like that. All the opulences belong to Krishna only. No one can have any opulence separately. Whatever we possess in our life, they are all Krishna's opulences. They are not ours. Individually, separately, independently, we cannot have any opulence because all belongs to Krishna. Everything is coming from Krishna. So that's why in Bhagavad Gita he covered everything. Bhumi, rapo, anala, vayu. By saying that verse and the next verse. Aparayam, itastumanya. Besides these eight elements, my material energy, the apara prakriti, I have para prakriti, another nature. Living being. Jiva bhuto mahabaho. Jiva Bhuta is also Krishna's prakriti, power, opulence, energy, potency. Because we are his parts, so everything coming from, everything is the part of Krishna. Opulence and intelligence and the consciousness and prowess, everything. Krishna says also that point in 10th chapter, Vibhuti Yoga. And the intelligence of the intelligent and the power of the powerful and the ability of men. Many things he said to make this point clear. We cannot possess anything separately, individually, independently. It's all Krishna's appearance. When you recognize, then we also recognize ourselves as Krishna's appearance, Krishna's nature. So Krishna is the central point of attraction, sambandha, relationship. He is attracting us in so many ways, and everyone is attracted. But not knowing the source of attraction, Krishna is the source of attraction. Sambandha. This is a really nice, very nice subject about sambandha. If we remember the connection of everything with Krishna, then we become very much purified immediately. Krishna is present within our hearts as Paramatma. If we remember the connection with Paramatma, we become as free as Krishna. This is a powerful realization. And seeing a table. This table also has connection with Krishna. Immediately I come to the purified platform. If I remember that connection, I see a tree. This tree has connection with Krishna as his energy. And originally all the energy is pure spiritual. Nothing is material. This whole material world is the Lord's kingdom. So it is also spiritual. It is not material. When you offer an apple to Krishna, remember the connection with the apple, with Krishna. This is Krishna's pure energy. I'm offering Krishna's energy to Krishna. It's like worshipping Mother Ganga with the Ganga water. We collect Ganga water from Ganga, Mother Ganga, and we offer that Ganga water to Ganga to worship her. Same thing. And we should not think that this apple was material before, now after offering it became spiritual, although we hear that. But Krishna does not accept anything material. Because he is not material personality. Krishna is totally spiritual. And from Krishna's view, everything is his own energy. So everything is spiritual. So when we come to the platform of understanding absolute truth, well, then we, our vision becomes completely spiritual vision. There's nothing material in the vision. Everything is spiritual. Because source is spiritual. So sambandha point also has so many elements. And then avidheya. Avidheya means execution, service. Why? Because I understand I have relationship with Krishna. Let me live in that relationship. As soon as we realize the relationship, we start giving service to Krishna. Because that is the relationship. Srila Prabhupada says, the relationship between hand and body, exactly like our relationship with Krishna. We are his parts and meant to give service and pleasure. And now, why I have to please Krishna, provide service to Krishna? Because this is the way to become happy. For example, Srila Prabhupada says, my hand may have captured a rasgulla, but cannot eat the rasgulla and derive the pleasure and be nourished. The hand must supply this rasgulla to the stomach through the pushing through the mouth. When stomach is satisfied, then automatically the hand is satisfied. Individually, separately, independently, the hand cannot be happy, cannot derive any benefit, actually. So this is the point we have to understand, avidheya. When Krishna is satisfied, we become satisfied. Savai pumsam paro dharma yata bhakti radikshaje adokshaje ahaitukiha apratihata yayatmasu prasidati your devotional service is ahaituki and apratihata, then atma is suprasidati, supremely happy. Atma means body, atma means mind, atma means soul. Three things become happy, satisfied. I'm sorry. So Abhideya is our real asset. Now, to attain the platform of love of Krishna is life's ultimate goal. This Abhideya reaches to the point of spontaneous. I'm sorry. Spontaneous love for Krishna. We experience the flood of happiness within heart. The spontaneous love is so nectarian. It floods the heart. The heart is not able to contain all the love within the tiny heart. It floods over. And that is the goal of life. Live blissfully, live happily in relation to Krishna, in relation with Krishna, and by being situated in our dharma, Abhideya, platform, constitutional position, original position, and activities according to that position, relationship. Therefore, Krishna, Krishna's service, and love of Krishna are the three great riches of life. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is declaring what are the assets, the real assets in our life. Three things, Krishna, Krishna Bhukti, Premo, Tino Maha Dhano. And Sri Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada is translating, the supreme treasure, three great riches in life, riches of life. So we must accept these words as life and soul and live by that. So automatically our life will be full of bliss and will be qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. Whether we live here or there, this unlimited bliss is available. So therefore, the devotees don't mind. Whether I have to come back here or going there, it doesn't make sense. That doesn't make any difference now. Because they live fully in that relationship. Whether here or there. The love for Krishna is unstoppable. The attraction for Krishna is so intense. So it doesn't make difference. They're ready to be born in any bodies. It doesn't matter. But they beg for this love. They beg for this avidya. Because they understand these are the real assets. They beg not to forget Krishna. So they beg to be born in a devotee's house. So these three things will continue whether we live here or there. Kito janma hok jatha tuadas. Kito janma hok mor jatha tuadas. Bohir mukho brahma nahe mor ash. I only desire to be born in devotee's house according to my karma if I have to take birth. I don't mind. But I am begging my Lord, please give me this opportunity so I can continue my life by accepting these three riches of life. Krishna, Krishna, Bhakti, Prema. All right, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said also, Mama Janmani Janmani Shware Bhavatar Bhaktir Ahituki Tai. But this much I beg from you, my Lord. I don't mind if I have to take birth again and again, because I'm not longing for liberation from material bondage. If you desire that I should come back, I'm ready. But please allow me to perform my avidya, devotional service, bhakti, life after life. I don't mind. So, because that is our real right, adhikar, and that is our real asset. Three things: Krishna, Krishna bhakti, and prema. All right? Because tino maha dhana. Okay? All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to this class. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Very nice, very beautiful. I was just thinking when you were talking, first you started by talking about human life and all that, and you said, all this for what? Finally, death. It all ends in death. So, I mean, when you were talking.
Yes.
I know. It was so beautiful. And also, when you were talking about how everything belongs to Krishna, and actually even the spirit soul belongs to Krishna. So what do we really have? Yeah, very beautiful, very, very nice, very intensely sweet, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Priti. Thank you. Hare Bol, is there any question or comment over here?
Hare Krishna,
Mataji.
Sorry, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Pritivilasini Mataji has said correctly, very nice. And have to keep that in mind. Or instead of mind, keep in the heart. Thank you.
It is the way I contemplate. I always make myself, convinced. No, not this path, this path, this path.
Very wonderful.
Thank you, Mata.
Hare Krishna, Savitri Mataji. Thank you so much for a sweet class. Like Viti Vilasini Mataji was saying, you chant the verses so nicely, it just transports it. It's just, your voice is just mesmerizing. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Oh, thank you. My voice is not at all sweet. It is harsh. Thank you. Okay. Anything else?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, as usual. Wonderful class. Gopinath ki jai ho, ante Dandavat Pranam to your seva. Hari Hari Bol.
Thank you, Mata. Thank you.
Okay. So, if no one else has any questions or comments, we can end the class. Thank you all so much for being on the call with us. We'll end the call. Vansha Kalpataru
Deshya Kipasandhu Vaivaja Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Namo Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Bol Hare Krishna All the Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai
Hare Krishna
Bye
Savitri Mataji Ki Jai Ho Dhanvat Pranam
Jai
Thank you, Mataji. That's good.